Above and Beyond. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I had to hold back tears watching Scott Pelley's interview with the Hubbard family last night. On the morning of December 14th, while her husband was on a business trip in Switzerland, Jenny Hubbard sent her children, Freddie and Catherine, to Sandy Hook Elementary School. Within hours, Jenny was called to the firehouse, where her son was waiting.
The first thing I saw was Freddie. As soon as he saw me, he lost it, because he kept saying to me, "Mama, I can't find Catherine."
But she had an instinct.
Because I knew, in my heart, I knew that Catherine was gone.
What helped the family get through the horror of losing a child was a faith in God, but also Connecticut State Trooper Eddie Van.
I said, my name's Eddie. I'm a trooper that's assigned to you. I'm here for whatever you need. I'm not going to leave your side."
Every family was assigned a trooper, and Eddie was assigned to the Hubbards.
She told me, "I know my daughter's in heaven."
One of Trooper Van's jobs was to keep reporters away, but he also told young Freddie that he was there for anything he needed, gave him his cell phone number, gave him his email. And when Freddie asked him if he would stand at his sister's wake in full uniform, Trooper Van was there for 3 hours. And he was also there the day Freddie went back to school. Jenny admits that as a mom, she was terrified because the last time she sent her children to school, one of them hadn't come back.
And I think the only reason that we were able to do that, it's because we knew that when that bus stopped at the new school, Eddie was standing there.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.